from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, here's what we're going to talk about.
The original video game.
You turned me on to this sound. So it's Tom Brady on Stephen A. Smith's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And
you better be careful.
He asked Tom Brady. You got to listen to the whole thing.
Speaking of pets, he's the goat.
Because that's not bad. This was in front of a live audience, and Brady was asked, hey, you know, who's, wait a minute, where is, oh, there it is. Who are your top quarterbacks in the NFL? And Evan and I had a discussion after this, but take a listen. This is Tom Brady. He knew a little thing about playing quarterback.
Top 5 quarterbacks in the National Football League right now, according to Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes being number one. Give me 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I think consistently, well, the guys that I see Josh Allen as someone who's always impresses me as a player. I see Lamar Jackson, who always impresses me as a player. Some different guys probably have different moments, but Joe Burrow is very impressive the way he throws for his team. Again, another guy who's got a great connection with his teammates. And then I think I'll leave it to those four.
I'm going to throw Aaron Rodgers in there.
Oh, of course.
So I don't know if you heard, but about halfway through his list, a fan in the audience said, Brock Purdy. And Brady didn't pay him any mind. And he instead said Mahomes, Burrows, Rodgers, Jackson, Josh Allen.
Well, he always said Rodgers, and this wouldn't be a Stephen A. Smith show if he didn't interject with his own opinion.
Right.
Because Brady was having trouble with the fifth selection, and Stephen A. says at the end, I would throw Rodgers in there. And Brady goes, yeah, sure, Rod. Yeah, sure.
Don't be disrespectful.
So I figured something out, and I'm interested to know what 49er fans think, because Nahegian said, do 49er fans really care if Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning had his 5 and he didn't have Brock Purdy on it. He had Justin Herbert on it instead of, I forget who, Rodgers or somebody.
Yeah.
But
they were virtually unanimous.
Right. So Brock Purdy's name doesn't come up. And Nahegan goes, people really care that Brock Purdy's name didn't come up or doesn't come up in the top 5 or 6. And my thought is, why should they be mad about it? And here's my point. This has nothing to do with bias of the San Francisco 49ers.
Why would you say that?
I'll tell you exactly why. I can tell you what the whole thing is. For the people that feel like Brock Purdy does not get the credit that he deserves, it is for one reason and one reason only. It's not because he was drafted in the 7th round. It's not because there's a perception out there that the Niners have so many weapons that Purdy's not really that good, but he just plays on a great team. The reason that nobody has elevated Brock Purdy to those kind of heights in terms of where he ranks in terms of the quarterbacks in the NFL, to me, is for one reason and one reason only. He's played 21 regular season games. He's played a year and a half of football. That's the only, he doesn't have the track record. He doesn't have the resume of anybody else. I get it.
He's got a better resume than some of those.
It's an abbreviated resume, though. It's a good resume, but it's abbreviated. Nobody's going to put Purdy in the top five or maybe even the top eight because they're going to put a quarterback on that list who at least has been a quarterback for 4 or 5 years and has proven himself over that time, especially guys like Brady and Manning, who've seen a million quarterbacks come and go. And it's not a slight on Brock Purdy, but it's led me to believe, you know what? This is why, yes, Brock Purdy still has a lot to prove. A lot. And this is the year that is the transition year, to me, between a quarterback who doesn't have much of a track record in terms of games played, even though he's had success in those brief amount of games. If he has another great year this year, has a really good year, then I think we're going to start talking about him the way they talk about the top five or six or eight quarterbacks. To me, it's just, he just hasn't done it long enough yet. And listen, I'm not saying what he's done hasn't been impressive, but why can't we just say it? He's been a quarterback for a year and a half. Yes, we need to see more.
But there have been quarterbacks across history that have been recognized as extremely good, if not top five, after a year and a half. There's one who's playing right now. He's the unanimous choice at the top of the list.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mahomes played one game his rookie year.
Yeah.
Then played the entire next season.
Won the MVP.
Won the MVP.
Made the AFC Championship game.
Made the AFC Championship game.
Lost to Brady.
Okay.
At the end of that year, going into the next year, Patrick Mahomes was a top five quarterback. I'm not sitting here and telling you that Brock Purdy is a top five quarterback, but what my takeaway was from when I heard that, and I'll get to Brady in a moment, Brock Purdy, by the national media, by some of the local media even, by NFL greats, he'll never be recognized as a top five quarterback in this league.
Ever?
That's what I hear.
You see, I would never say that. And like, that's kind of my point. And I'll bring the Giants in here. What is this? And I listen, I do it too.
The fascination with being the best at your profession?
No, the fascination. And again, I do it too at times. But the fascination with trying to make a grand statement when it's not time to make a grand statement. And I'll use the Giants. They're not done. You can say they stink. You can say they're going nowhere. But why would you say that when they have a shot at it? Brock Purdy, what is the benefit of saying right now, oh, Brock Purdy's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? He hasn't done it long enough. Let's wait. Let's just wait. A year or so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh. You know what I mean?
But he's not one of the best top five, one of the best quarterbacks, according to Brady and Manning. They just told you.
Right. It's because what they've seen in the first year and a half isn't enough for him to supplant guys who have done it for 5 or 6 years, or 4 years in Herbert's case.
Well, but Justin Herbert has been the one playoff game. He has a sub-500 record as a regular season quarterback. Lamar Jackson, you know how many playoff victories he has?
I think two.
Yes.
Okay.
Purdy has double that. And I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is better than either of those two quarterbacks that I just named. But those two quarterbacks were taken by Brady and Manning, Lamar unanimously between them, as top five quarterbacks in the game. My thing is, Purdy has already accomplished more than a lot of really, really good quarterbacks. And yet this entire season, we'll hear people say, C.J. Stroud is better than Brock Purdy. In fact, if you look at most, I don't know, quarterback rankings, whatever, however much you take from them, you'll see C.J. Stroud is higher than him. Yeah, I think by the end of this season or midway through this season, you'll probably see people ranking Caleb Williams higher than Brock Purdy because they believe in him more. And what I hear from Tom Brady is interesting to me because he was one of the most doubted quarterbacks for the majority of his career. It took this guy winning 3 MVPs, 7 Super Bowls, and I want to say it took until he won his 3rd for people to recognize him as one of the greats. You know, I remember listening to Ross Tucker talk to you guys at the Super Bowl, and he kind of compared Purdy to Brady, not from a skill standpoint, but from the standpoint of people were still doubting how good he was as a quarterback 10 years in his career. Is Brock Purdy never going to be a top five quarterback? That was a blanket statement. But my point is that it's going to take something unbelievable for him to achieve. It's going to take him winning multiple Super Bowls. It might take him winning multiple MVPs. It's going to take something that we would grant to Herbert or to Lamar or to even Josh Allen, who doesn't have the postseason success that Purdy does. We just put them in the category because we believe in them, because what we can see, what we evaluate, tells us that they're great. I don't think people are ever going to get to that point with Brock Purdy. Now, does that matter? Well, apparently not, because he's been to an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl already in less than 2 full seasons. I just don't think, again, this is where my mind went.
Right.
People are not going to recognize him in that group that we just heard from Tom Brady. It just isn't going to happen.
Okay. What about another group that includes C.J. Stroud?
Oh, and Jordan Love for that.
Jordan Love.
People will tell you that, at least from what I'm reading, people are telling me that C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, and Caleb Williams are all better than Brock Purdy.
See, that to me is ridiculous, because that to me is where track record does come in. And I can't put either of those guys above Brock Purdy until maybe the end of this season, if they follow up their great rookie seasons or real good rookie seasons with another good year, and Brock Purdy doesn't have another good year, then I think we can start talking about it. But I mean, who? What young? Why is C.J. Stroud above Brock Purdy in terms of quarterback rankings by a lot of people?
Because Houston was not expected to do what they did last year, and he was the driving force behind it.
Okay. And that's kind of my point about football, too. Willard comes in here yesterday and says, I wish I could remember. What did he say? He said, how many times in the NFL have more than half the division winners repeated? I know, it's tough, but it's only happened like... It's only got like three... It's happened two or three times. So, in a league like football, where we all acknowledge it's year to year, and injuries happen, and guys improve, and guys regress, that's why it's tough to break in to the top eight quarterbacks, because I think you're going to have to do it for 4 or 5 years. And I think that's the only thing working against Purdy. No, I shouldn't say the only thing, but I actually think it's the biggest thing working against Purdy, as opposed to what, well, he's in Kyle Shanahan's system, so he won't get the credit that other quarterbacks get because Kyle's considered more of a, I don't know, offensive guru that puts his quarterback in a better position to succeed than others.
No, I agree with that. My point is that if there was somebody in the game now that is an analyst that would have Purdy in that category as one of the elite quarterbacks, I think it would be Brady, because he's the only guy that can associate with Brock's position more so than anybody else. I mean, like Peyton Manning, look, Peyton Manning's the number one overall pick. Peyton Manning has been the most highly touted prospect probably his entire life. Peyton Manning, from the time he was born, was just expected to be great and was born into a football family. And his father played in the NFL and was a legend at Ole Miss. And his brother Eli was a great college quarterback and won multiple Super Bowls. Like Manning, that makes sense to me. Because, and Manning's also, and this is another part of it too, which I'll get to in a moment. But Brady was Mr. Irrelevant before Mr. Irrelevant. He was the 199th pick or whatever. He was the guy that no one expected to be as great as he was. And he told everyone to go F themselves. And so when I hear him not give credence to Purdy or not put him in that category, I feel like if there was someone that was going to do it, it would be him. And that's why I believe that it's going to be it's going to be more difficult for him than any of his peers that are at the accomplishment, that have the resume that he has. It's going to be the hardest for Purdy to crack that top five or even top 10. I don't know where people rank him. But it's just harder for him to do because of doubt, because of his surrounding, and because he'll just never pass people's eye test.
Couldn't you say the same thing about a Jeff Garcia? And I'm not saying Jeff Garcia was a top five quarterback, but I think he was a quarterback who, the more we saw him, the more appreciation we had for him, because he was smart and he was mobile and he made all the throws he needed to make. I just don't understand why people would get upset that Purdy's not getting the credit that he should, when he's only done it for a year and a half. It's like, in order to be considered, you know, to me, if Brock Purdy is good, the 49ers are going to be good for a while. And that's why, to me, this year, and the more I think about it, the more, I know this bothers people, but does Brock Purdy have anything to prove? Yes. He has a lot to prove. He's got to prove that he's the same quarterback or better than he's been for the last 2 years. And my question would be, what if he doesn't this year? What if we notice a tick down? Just a tick. And you even said it. You think that there's a chance that his numbers may not be as good this upcoming year?
Well, I think it's going to be really hard to put up better numbers than he did last year.
31-11.
He was the most efficient quarterback in the NFL last year. That's hard to repeat. My point is not that he's going to have to prove it. I believe Purdy does have something to prove. And he would tell you that, I'm sure. But in order to be in the same class as the quarterbacks, again, that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are discussing, he's going to have to do it again. And then he's going to have to do it again. And then he's going to have to do it again. And again. And again. Just like Brady did to be finally recognized among his peers as the best or one of the best at his position. He had Manning 3-0 in terms of Super Bowls after, what, his first 4 or 5 seasons?
Yeah.
People were still saying that Peyton Manning was a better quarterback than Tom Brady. That's what I think that Purdy is up against. And that I don't think is going away, especially when I hear someone that is in his or was in his situation telling us so. Tom Brady is telling us, yeah, Purdy's not among the elite. And if there was somebody that was going to put him there, I think it'd be him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.